coach is doing it and he's leading by example. I think he has set the tone when we came back in April, and set the tone when we came back in May off our break. We sat down, we talked about the direction of the OTAs and what we, you know, what we did last year didn't work and what we'd like to see. And I think got to give him credit with the schedule and the tempo and setting a direction. He does a good job at that, and the guys have just followed his lead.
We're clearly further ahead than we were last year, and that's really the only criteria that I have as far as training a football team with this format. I feel that we are having a good off-season program.
I think it was good. I think it was the best OTAs I think I've ever been a part of. It was good. It felt good.
I feel like going against a pro offensive lineman, you know, being in college, you had guys who probably wasn't going to go pro who started, you know, undersized offensive linemen. But across the board here is everyone 6'4", 6'5", very strong, you know all the nuances, know all the tricks of the trade. So I pretty much picked up on it.
It was tough, man. You know, it was a lot of information to learn. But, you know, I stuck with it. You know, I had the older guys to look up to. And, you know, we have the playbooks and everything got a little easier as we went along. But, I mean, there's still a lot that I have to learn. But, you know, I'm slowly progressing to that.
We try to preach to them like we always have. It's about making the most of your opportunities. And if they're on the field, you might be getting tired because you got so many reps. But it's a good thing if you're tired, because it usually means you're catching the ball and having to run with it.
You know, it's just our job to come out here and do what we can when we get our reps, and just try to get better at that. I think everybody's came in and doing an excellent job at this point. Young guys, older guys, everybody. So it's been a good camp so far.
I think we've done some good things. Obviously, there's things to improve on, but we don't want to be where we are right now, because it'll be really, really difficult to maintain that for a whole season. So just got to continue to make steps. Young guys got to continue to develop. We're gonna need them to help us win games.
You know, at the end of the day, we're a young team, but we're, you know, this is a young, experienced football team. So